16 is too young to lose your mother, people kept telling me. She died in June, before the summer came. I'd planned to wake up earlier, at 3, so my father would, hopefully, be sleeping. But when I looked at the clock and saw 3, I told myself 10 more minutes would be okay, and then 10 more, and then it was 4:15, and I knew I had to hurry. I got dressed and put on my shoes and grabbed my hat. The rest of the stuff was already packed up by Reno's saddle in the tack room. I paused outside the back door and caught the screen in my gloved hand so it wouldn't slam behind me. It was still dark. I pushed the gap in my gloves between the fingers down to tighten them to my hands. I turned up the collar on my coat. It was probably about 40 degrees. An owl called from out in the trees somewhere. There was no moon, and I had to get to Reno's stall by memory because I couldn't see the ground at my feet yet. He was excited and made those surprised and excited horse noises like he was chuckling about a joke we were playing on someone. But the barn was far enough from the house that even if my dad were awake and had his window open, he probably wouldn't hear us. It was almost beautiful how badly I messed things up that morning. I'd planned to go south and stop at the foreman's house and get Tommy up to come with me. But by the time I got Reno saddled, the sky was turning pale blue in the east. There'd be people up around 3 points now, so I couldn't go that way. The night before, I went to the kitchen table where the yellow legal pad kept a kind of stratified archaeological record of my family, its curling top pages rolled back over the binding to reveal the most recent evidence of life. I folded them all back over. Dad, I fed Mom dinner and she ate a lot. She looks really good today. See you tomorrow. Love, Troy. And through the blue-lined pages, some in pencil, some in marker, some from him, most from me, some torn out, some just torn in half. And some, the farthest back, were in her writing, too. And I brushed my fingers across the words and felt the marks she'd left on the paper. Dad, I'm taking Reno to camp out for a few days. You can call the Bullers and see if Tommy is going, too. I'm going that way. Don't worry about me. I'll be back soon. I wasn't planning on going away forever. I wasn't running away from home. I was just taking my horse out on a morning in June, and I brought enough stuff with me in case I didn't come back right away. I headed away from home north into the dark woods that covered the foothills on our upper property, past the apple orchard, Reno walking eagerly in the direction of the massive mountains above us. Now we were alone, and that was that. The moving was a lot easier than the starting. I like how in June the day can change by 50 degrees or more. How it gets colder and colder just before sunrise. How the first light trickles like a bright fog through the trees. And how things sound and smell within that light. By mid-morning, I was already sweating. I got down from my tall bay horse and took off my coat and gloves. I took a drink from my canteen and filled it again in the cold, rushing water. We had been following the creek, then the river, up into the mountains. We stayed close to the water where we could. But here and there, the huge slabs of granite it spilled over made it impossible to follow anything but its sound. There were big falls here, emptying into clear green pools. The pools kept plenty of trout, and I could deal with that. I'd killed and cleaned other animals for food before, but I wasn't going to do that unless I really had to. I had my .22 rifle with me, but I'd always rather fish. I wouldn't even have to do that for a while. I had some cans of tuna, some pork and beans, a small plastic box of hard-boiled eggs, some crackers, and some candy bars.